Indiana University graduate students protested and delivered a petition to President Michael McRobbie's office yesterday afternoon. At the heart of their concern is a measure in the proposed U.S. House tax plan that would repeal a tax exemption for tuition reimbursement for graduate students. A tuition reimbursement compensates graduate students for work at the university. For many graduate students, tuition reimbursement allows them to afford their programs outside of individual or institutional funding. Taxing those reimbursements would significantly impact graduate student tax rates, and in some cases, make graduate study unaffordable or unattainable. WFHB News Director Wes Martin spoke with IU graduate students Tracy Hushings-Getz and Abby Eng about yesterday's protests in today's feature report.
Could we start off with both of you saying your names and your positions at Indiana University?
Yes, my name is Tracy Hushings-Getz. I'm a PhD candidate in the Department of English at Indiana University, and I'm also an organizer with Campus Action for Democracy.
And I'm Abby Eng. I'm also a graduate student in the English department, and I'm an organizer with the English Graduate Solidarity Coalition.
Could both of you tell me a little bit about what exactly was the protest yesterday? When did it start? How many people were there? And what was this about?
So yesterday's protest was a part of a national graduate student walkout and rally meant to demonstrate the kind of horrible dangers of this GOP tax bill for graduate students' livelihoods and all of higher education. It was coordinated with many other graduate students across the country. I believe over 50 campuses participated at pretty much the same time. This tax bill, the bill which is passed in the House and is currently in the Senate, poses an unprecedented threat not only to our livelihoods as, you know, graduate students, but to all of higher education. So we partook in this walkout to demonstrate that graduate students are an essential part of higher education and of our future. For folks who might not be familiar, the grad student tax in the GOP bill would raise taxes on graduate students by nearly 400%. And it would do this by effectively taxing tuition fee remissions. So many graduate students at the university get stipends or fellowships for teaching, and that's usually a pretty small amount of money. In many cases, it's, you know, only a little bit more than $10,000 annually for teaching. And then they also get their tuition paid for by the university for attending it. That money is money that the university pays to itself, right? We never see it. And so what would happen is that graduate students, their reported income, according to the tax bill, would, you know, more than double in some cases, and they would be taxed on money that they never see. So that was what we were protesting. Do you have anything to add, Abby?
I mentioned this to a few reporters on that day, but for an example, I'm off coursework right now because I'm dissertating. And so the tuition waivers depend on how much of a course load you take. If you take a full course load, which for a graduate student might be as much as 12 credits, their tuition waiver would be about $51,000. It could be as much as that. And if they were taxed on, imagine being taxed for $51,000 of income on top of the taxes that we already pay every year.
And can either of you tell me a little bit about yesterday's protests? Who all showed up? And it's my understanding that you then marched to McRobbie's office. Can you kind of just take me through the events of yesterday?
Oh, yeah. So in terms of who showed up, we had maybe, how many people would you say were there?
I would say about 125 at least. Maybe more than that, but I'm comfortable saying, you know, 125. That's what the crowd looked like to me.
Yeah, and so we collected supporters from different graduate student organizations across campus. So, for example, we got Folklore and Ethnomusicology, English History, Theater and Drama, Gender Studies, Physics, Chemistry, Anthropology, Computer Science, and we also got the IU Graduate and Professional Student Government to support us as well. So it was a coalition, like we built solidarity across many different departments.
We also had some staff and faculty there as well. although I think the majority of participants were graduate students. So we gathered together a little bit after 1 p.m. As a group, and together we then talked a little bit about the bill, about why we were there, and the group consisted of graduate students, some of whom had walked out of their classes and their labs, you know, because we wanted to demonstrate that, you know, graduate student labor, right, whether it's when we are holding office hours with struggling students or collecting data or teaching classes, is essential to the university. And we weren't trying to, you know, neglect our jobs or disrupt the university's essential function, but we wanted to demonstrate very clearly and very concretely the risks to higher education that were you know, this bill poses. So we all met together. Abby and I spoke a little bit to the crowd. And then as a group, we chanted and marched to President McRobbie's office in Bryan Hall. And then we, you know, went in as a group into his office. His staff told us that we were the most people who had ever been in his office at one time, which was pretty exciting. And once we were there, we thanked President McRobbie for his statement yesterday in support of Indiana University graduate students, faculty, and staff, because, of course, this bill also does tremendous amount of harm to the staff and faculty here, because if they, if staff, for instance, are attending the university with, they get tuition waivers as employees, or if their children or their spouses are also attending, and that those would be taxed just as much as the graduate fee remissions, or sorry, excuse me, tuition remissions would be. So we thanked President McRobbie for a statement yesterday. Two students, Anushka Sen, who is an international student and a graduate student in the Department of English, and Jack Jenkins, who is a graduate student in the physics department, both spoke briefly to drive home, you know, that this bill has real consequences for real people. And then we delivered our petition, which had over 500 signatures, to President McRobbie. And we asked him to continue to support us in this fight by writing an op-ed and by developing a developing a strategy to protect the students, staff, and faculty from the increased financial burden that would be caused by the reclassification of tuition waivers and benefits.
Yeah. And it sounds like you had a relatively positive feedback from members of the administration. Was there any sign of resistance on behalf of McRobbie's office or from administrators?
I don't believe so at this time. McRobbie wasn't able to be there himself, but we met with his chief of staff, and she was very positive about how she McRobbie was in agreement with us about the devastating effects of this tax plan, and how he was going to do what he could to help us out. I do know that some graduate students in the crowd asked if he could, specifically asked if he could go down to Washington, D.C. and or write a letter to our senators, or like try to get a meeting with people in D.C. to do whatever he can to make sure it doesn't pass.
Yeah, so I would just agree with Abby on that assessment and just add that, you know, President McRobbie's office was, you know, very supportive to us, you know, very welcoming when we were in his office. And I'd like to add that Indiana University's demonstration response and safety team, who was there with us at the rally as well, were tremendously supportive. I think administration is, you know, very much on our side in wanting, you know, this wanting to kill this bill, right? Because they understand that the consequences are really dire.
And have you secured any promises from President McRobbie or the administration going forward?
President McRobbie, you know, was unavailable to meet with us, you know, personally when we were in his office. And that was, you know, the first time that we, you know, solicited these additional requests to him, and they have not responded to them, you know, beyond saying that they've heard them. So we've not heard anything new since President McRobbie's statement to the Faculty Council on Tuesday evening. I know there's an upcoming Faculty Council meeting Tuesday next, and so we might hear more from the administration then. I will say President McRobbie's statement fulfilled the the criteria of our original petition, you know, which asked him to come out against this bill. But, you know, I would hope that Indiana University fights as hard as it can against this bill. And, you know, it is the largest employer in the state, in addition to being the largest university. It can exercise a lot of power here.
Ms. Hutching-Gatz, is it Gatz or Gatz?
The first one is correct, Gatz.
Okay, Gatz. Ms. Hutchings-Gatz and Ms. Eng, thank you very much both for speaking with us. Do you have any additional comments or anything in particular you think listeners in the Bloomington area, Monroe County, Brown County, Owen County, or Greene County need to know about this going forward or about this tax bill?
I would just add that I would urge, folks who are concerned to, you know, call and tweet and email Senators Donnelly and Senator Young in opposition to this bill. We are going to be sending both of them our petition signatures very shortly, so they will have those soon. But it would be great if we could, you know, continue to flood the phone lines and kill this bill together. I would also add that, you know, for folks who aren't graduate students or, never are interested in graduate study, that they should still oppose this bill, because the harm to all of higher education, to public knowledge, really will be devastating.
And Indiana University is, I believe, like one of the highest employers in the state.
I think it's number one.
It's one of the number one, and it's the biggest public university in Indiana itself. So the ninth congressional district itself is a really important district, and I do hope that people remember that Representative Trey Hollingsworth, who represents this district, did vote for this bill in the House. So that's something that we will be keeping in mind going forward, especially through 2018.
Again, Ms. Hutchings-Gatz and Ms. Eng, thank you very much, both of you, for speaking with us.
That was WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaking with IU graduate students Tracy Hutchings-Gatz and Abby Eng about yesterday's petition and protests on the IU Bloomington campus.